Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 9th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Neonomics launches open banking checkout in Denmark. Neonomics, an open banking provider in the Nordic region, has launched its open banking checkout solution in Denmark. Banco Sofisa partners with Finastra. Banco Sofisa, a Brazil-based financial institution, has partnered with Finastra to implement Vector Risk, a market and credit risk solution. Credit secures 10 million euros in funding round. Sweden-based credit information startup Credits has announced the raise of 10 million euros in funding round, aimed to expand its credit scoring services. Danske Bank partners with Acceptia Credit Intelligence. Norway-based Acceptia Credit Intelligence has partnered with Danske Bank for making its services accessible to customers in Denmark, Sweden, and Finland. Checkout.com becomes 3DS 2.3.1. Certified. Global payment solution provider Checkout.com has received its 3DS 2.3.1 certification by EMVCo to offer improved payment solutions and to reduce fraud. PayTabs augments social media sales in MENA with Reels Pay. Saudi Arabia-based fintech PayTabs has announced that micro-merchants and freelancers across the UAE, KSA, and Egypt can sell more over social media with Reels Pay by Paymes. PaySend partners with Televisa Univision. Global payment ecosystem PaySend has announced its partnership with Televisa Univision in order to bring money transfer services to Hispanic American clients. Uber Eats brings Alexa order tracking to the U.S. Uber has announced a partnership with Amazon that enables Amazon Echo device owners to leverage Alexa to track the status of Uber Eats orders in the U.S. Pravi rolls out Pravi Pay to further digitalize B2B payments. U.S.-based beverage marketplace Pravi has launched its electronic payment offering Pravi Pay to expand its digital solutions. Tide proposes anti-fraud tax to fight scammers. Digital business banking platform Tide has called on the government to introduce a new levy to fund and train more police officers to fight Britain's fraud epidemic. Fireblocks, Notabene to simplify compliance. Fireblocks has launched a compliance solution suite to simplify how customers meet digital asset regulatory requirements and integrated with Notabene for travel rule compliance. GeoComply purchases compliance platform provider OneComply. Canada-based fraud prevention company GeoComply has acquired licensing and compliance platform OneComply. Bank of Canada asks the public's opinion on a potential digital dollar. The Bank of Canada has launched a public consultation that aims to assess how a digital dollar would fit into the Canadian economy. Shida Wallet launches on and off ramp solutions for Alchemy Pay. Sweden-based Shida Wallet has released its integration with Alchemy Pay's off and ramp solution to improve the accessibility of the Shida ecosystem. MoonPay launches its app in more than 130 countries. US-based MoonPay has launched its app in more than 130 countries and offers a streamlined multi-wallet management solution. PaySend inks $30 million media for equity deal with Televisa Univision. UK card-to-card payments platform PaySend is targeting America's 60 million-strong Hispanic population after securing a partnership deal with Spanish-language content and media company, Televisa Univision. Bank of Canada launches public consultations on a digital dollar. The Bank of Canada is launching an online public consultation on the features that could be included in a digital Canadian dollar. Standard Chartered extends B2B payments partnership with TazzaPay. Standard Chartered and global payments platform TazzaPay today announced a global partnership to deliver best-in-class payments and commerce-enabling experiences as part of the bank's broader initiative to provide curated financial services on B2B platforms. Psionic appoints Susan Curry from PayPal as Chief Compliance Officer. Psionic, a leading provider of omni-commerce, verified rapid payment solutions, today announced it has appointed Susan Curry as Chief Compliance Officer, CCO. Neonomics Open Banking Checkout Tech goes live in Denmark. Neonomics, a leading Nordic open banking provider, has expanded the launch of their core open banking-driven checkout solution to the Danish market. LSEG selects OpenFin for delivery of workspace platform to customer desktops. The London Stock Exchange is to migrate its workspace platform to OpenFin, paving the way for interoperability with thousands of internal apps developed by banks and buy-side customers. Caseus in Ireland selects Fundrex for position reconciliation and cash flow monitoring. Fundrex today announced that Caseis Bank, Ireland branch, Caseis, has selected Fundrex to introduce further automation to the performance of position reconciliations and daily cash flow monitoring. Minted and Facet team to deliver tokenized precious metals to businesses. Minted, the revolutionary precious metals platform, has announced its continued commitment to providing investment opportunities in precious metals to businesses worldwide through their recent partnership with Facet, a leading digital assets and crypto investing app, at Dubai's FinTech Summit 2023, yesterday. Digitec acquires Modular FX. Digitec, the provider of D3, the market-leading multi-asset pricing engine and the Digitec 360 T-Swaps data feed, SDF, today announced the successful acquisition of Modular FX, the specialist provider of electronic trading technology and consulting services. United FinTech increases TTM0 stake. By acquiring a further 26% stake in TTM0, Danish-British United FinTech has reached the 51% tipping point to gain majority ownership of the Berlin-based RegTech, one of five acquisitions made during United FinTech's just 2.5-year lifespan. Tide calls for tax on social media and telcos to fund fight on fraud. Business banking platform Tide has called on the government to introduce a tax on social media and telecoms companies to fund and train more police officers to tackle what it calls Britain's fraud epidemic. Bank of Valletta adopts Resistant AI's AML tech. Resistant AI, the AI and machine learning financial crime prevention specialists, today announces that Bank of Valletta, the largest bank in Malta, is to adopt its transaction forensics product for anti-money laundering, AML. Ecobank partners with Fingo Africa. Fingo Africa has announced its partnership with Ecobank to launch its digital banking platform, focused on providing services for young Kenyan customers. Airwallex launches in Israel and plans Middle East expansion. Global payments and financial platform for businesses Airwallex has announced its launch in Israel to further future expansion across the region and the Middle East. MasterCard launches Data and Services Hub in Malaysia. Global payments processor and card issuer, MasterCard, has recently announced the official launch of a Data and Services Hub in Malaysia, aimed to grow capabilities in various areas. Ecker Ateco partners with WorldCard for PIX integration. White label payment gateway provider Acurateco has announced its integration with Brazil-based payment method Pix through a partnership with WorldCard. Zimbabwe looking to launch a gold-backed digital token. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has decided to launch a gold-backed digital token in a bid to support the Southern African nation's currency. Ripple opens new office in Dubai. US-based crypto solutions provider Ripple has expanded its presence in MENA by opening a new office location in Dubai. Talos acquires D3X Systems. Talos, the premier provider of institutional digital assets trading technology, has acquired D3X Systems, a developer of institutional technology to support systematic investment strategies. JOPACC sets up fintech incubator. The Jordan Payments and Clearing Company, JOPACC, and Rainmaking Innovation have signed an agreement to mark the onset of the programs of JOPACC's newly established fintech incubator, Join Fincubator, which will support the development and endeavors of fintech ideas and startups in the Jordanian ecosystem. Regulator AML concerns scuppered TD Bank First Horizon deal, WSJ. TD Bank's $13.4 billion purchase of U.S. bank First Horizon collapsed over regulator concerns about the Canadian lender's anti-money laundering, AML, practices, according to the Wall Street Journal. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.